The Mistwood Golf Club, McWethy's Tavern, and Mistwood Golf in general has a new product on their product line through Mistwood Golf, and it's not even golf related. It's honey, and it's pretty sweet, I'm told. And to tell us a little bit more about it is the beekeeper herself, Angelica. How are you this afternoon? And welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. I really appreciate you having me today. But if you want to talk about our sweet, pun intended, new product line, I'd be happy to share information. So essentially, this past year was really our first go around with establishing a formal sustainability program here on the property of Mistwood. And really our very first project that we brought on, and they showed up before I even did physically. We brought in 10 beehives locally, and now they currently belong to Mistwood Golf Club. They're right on our property line, and we get to enjoy the fruits of their labor while giving them a really great piece of land to operate out of and pollinate. And we sell 30-ounce jars as well as 12-ounce jars in the tavern.
Well, Angelica, I got to ask you a little bit. How did you sort of get started in, shall we say, beekeeping and the honey production side of bees?
Sure. So I have been doing this line of work for the past, I want to say, 6 or 7 years now. I did a stint for about 5.5 years at Coghill Golf and Country Club in Lamont, where we also started a farm-to-table program that included having honeybees on site. And that was really my first formal go-around with beekeeping. I had done a little bit, but it was more collaborative beekeeping in the city, what with my alma mater at Loyola Chicago, as well as a farm-to-table restaurant on the north side called Uncommon Ground. They had some hives on the rooftop, which is pretty wild. My time at COG, I was the lead beekeeper, and we kind of just got thrown into that program. So it was a lot of learning on the go and a lot of learning what not to do, but it was incredible. And it's a super humbling experience for anybody that's interested in that. But the really great thing that we found is partnering with local beekeepers in your area as a golf course facility poses the best benefit that we could get mutually. So those local beekeepers get to add another large yard to their repertoire. We get to have the ecosystem services and the honey production by having the bees managed on site. And I get more time on my hands to work on other projects by not being the lead beekeeper here. So that's really what we're working with at Mistwood. We contracted out with a local, they're called Bee All About It. And it's a duo partnership of beekeepers that come about once a week and maintain our beehives as needed throughout the season. And really that goes all year long because beekeeping doesn't end in the fall. They're still alive and well all through winter in the Midwest. And so it's been a really awesome thing to have this partnership take place with everyone here. We've had a lot of really awesome learning opportunities where we did like a full harvest day on site for anybody that was interested to learn and watch. And we went literally from pulling frames in the bee yard out of the boxes all the way to bottling the honey right there and then. So it's just been a really neat aspect of our entire program that we offer that's only going to get bigger.
Well, I have to tell you, as someone who has purchased their share of honey from Cog Hill over recent years, and everyone who I have shared it with, family, friends, so forth, et cetera, for holiday gifts has just absolutely loved it. You have raised the bar pretty high already, so now you have to keep it going as you settle into your new digs here over at Mistwood Golf Club in Romeoville. And, you know, the one thing that I had heard in the past is sometimes, and I know I'm going to have my seasons mixed up, but is spring honey the darker honey and fall honey the lighter honey, or do I have it backwards? But depending on how dark the color is or light the color is, I guess that's knowing whether it was produced in the spring or the fall.
Yes, totally correct, except you do have it flipped. So spring will offer a much more viscous honey that's a lot lighter in color and honestly in flavor profile. And then fall is when they're foraging on all those fall bloomers of, you know, the goldenrod, the ragweed, things that give us the allergies in the fall. But that produces the darker, spicier, thicker honey too.
Well, I know that I saw some bottles of honey already, some big ones over at McWethy's Tavern at the golf club, and the smaller models are coming soon. I don't know if this is a better question for General Manager Dan Bradley, but with the golf club not as busy in the winter, are the golfers who head over to work on their game and get lessons and club fittings all winter long at the Golf Dome, are they going to be able to buy some of that Mistwood honey over there in Bolingbrook?
I would anticipate that we would move some inventory over there, just seeing as our audience then moves over there seasonally. I can't confirm, but I would say there's a very high possibility.
Well, I know that the Mistwood Golf Dome is known for some outstanding chicken wings. And, you know, some of those barbecue honey type wings would go very well in the winter.
I would agree with that for sure.
Well, so how long is the process? Can you tell me? And I know that, you know, you look at some of the things going on at Mistwood. There's the little greenhouse behind the ninth tee. There's the garden looking area to the left of the second tee. And it looks like Mistwood Golf Club is almost becoming a Mistwood Farms out there with its look. But are you involved with all aspects of that operation? And if so, what's happening in those various areas around the golf course?
Yes, absolutely. So those are actually my main project areas. I'd say the bees are more of third priority on my agenda list. So when I came in January, I was hired as the sustainability specialist here to really just refine and develop exactly what our programming is going to be, what that looks like working with Ben Kallenhofer, our super on-site, and their turf program, as well as off-course programming and working really with food and beverage and our facilities. And so starting the farm-to-table program, really one of our largest ventures date, the most tangible thing that we have to show for. And that really starts with building a greenhouse back in March. That's where we start all of the plants that get transplanted out into the farm throughout the summer. So it's a crucial aspect of our infrastructure here. And then once we transition out onto the farm, that's, you know, it's an 8,000 square foot space that used to just be really naturalized fescue to the left of that tea area. And to now have it be this flourishing, productive site where we're pulling product out and it's going to the tavern and it's getting used daily. I just think that's so incredible that they've taken this and really ran with it as such a productive opportunity. And, you know, the bees fit in with all of that. We wouldn't be doing this without those pollinators. So, you know, the perimeter of that farm has been seeded and planted with all sorts of native Illinois pollinator plants to really draw them in and help us produce as much as we possibly can in such a small space.
So Mistwood Farms isn't just about honey. There's other things that you're growing there that are working their way into McWethy's Tavern and McWethy's Sports Bar?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know to what capacity I would say they'd be going to the sports bar just because of winter production. We're mainly seasonal, I'd say, from like spring through fall, and then whatever we can preserve in what way to guide us through winter. But seasonally in the tavern, absolutely. So I actually just went through our harvest log and totaled up our pounds. And so when I harvest, I do it about every other day, or when we're really producing between like July and September, we're harvesting pretty much every single morning, and I weigh and record all of that. So we have at least some form of tracking to measure how we did for the previous season, right? And compare that for the future. So with that, I'd like to excitedly announce we grew, I want to say, about 2,300 pounds of produce that went straight to the tavern kitchen here on site. And that's all things of herbs, greens, and vegetables, which is really cool and exciting. And I'm so proud and honored to see how well the food and bev team have really taken to this programming, because it's so new, it's so experimental. We didn't exactly know what to expect of how this would all fit together here. But I think if you ask me, it's been pretty seamless thus far and bodes really, really well for the future.
Well, tell me this. I know that this was a project that Todd McWethy was pretty excited about due to his background. What's it been like working with him?
Meeting and working with Todd has been super exciting just because of the mutual shared interests. Back in the spring, Ben Kallenhofer and I actually went up to McWethy Farms up in Michigan and toured his facilities up there, which was just super eye-opening and a really fun excursion day. But just to have his influence and guidance in putting this farm together, everything of how it's going to look all the way to how are we even going to do this and run it. It's just been really, really exciting to have someone who fully understands what encapsulates all of that and having that input to make sure that we're still in line with, you know, McLeady family values and how that fits within Misswood Golf Club too.